When the going gets tough, emotions like fear and dismay have a nasty habit of immobilizing us. Like a rabbit caught in headlights, we freeze up and stop doing the things we need to do to deal with our situation. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Yesterday, we caught up with Joshua at a scary time. Moses was dead. Joshua had become the leader of Israel just when he had to fight battle after battle to take the promised land. But God said to him, Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." There it is, those emotions of fear and dismay that tend to freeze us up. God's command in the face of all of that, "Be strong and courageous, for I'm with you wherever you go." So, how did Joshua react to that? How did this God-breathed strength and courage manifest itself? Well, the next two verses, 10 and 11. "And Joshua commanded the officers of the people, 'Pass through the midst of the camp, and command the people, prepare your provisions, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan, to go in, to take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess.'" The strength and courage that God spoke over Joshua manifested itself in action. Instead of cowering in fear on the safe side of the Jordan, he boldly prepared the nation for battle to step over the river and take the promised land. Don't let fear and dismay immobilize you. Absolutely, go to God for power from on high. But soon thereafter, inevitably, it's time to act. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Friend, listen to me. God is with you wherever you go. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects, straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.